Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
We are continuing Manager Watch, and we are turning our attention to Alan Pardew, the Crystal Palace manager. Last season, Palace managed to avoid relegation after an awful, awful 2016. They were brilliant at the start of the season. The second half, they were disgustingly bad. But, positively, they made it to an FA Cup final. They sadly lost to Manchester United. They've got a lot of exciting players to Crystal Palace. They've signed some players. Who's excited you with their signings?
Honestly, I know they've signed Andros Townsend, James Tompkins, but the most exciting signing here for me is Steve Mandanda.
The French goalkeeper.
Yeah, because I don't know how much exactly for, but I know it's quite a minimal fee. And in France, he's rated the second best goalkeeper behind Hugo Lloris. And some fans even rate him higher.
Wow.
I mean, he's not the tallest, he's only about 6 foot tall, but if you're rating him on basically on par with Lloris or maybe just below, that's a great signing to make because they've always been a bit dodgy in the goalkeeper department.
Yeah, Hennessy's always got like a ricket in him.
McCarthy never really stepped up to the plate after Reading.
Speroni was just great club man, but just not top quality, was he?
Yeah, so I'm really impressed with them getting Steve Mandanda in.
Also, Andros Townsend. Pardew loves a winger, doesn't he? And it's nice to see because English fans who were brought up on quick wingers and watching quick
not
wingers.
Not even exactly quick, just good wingers. So like the likes of David Beckham, obviously.
Yeah. Before us, Chrissy Waddle. And
but we're used to seeing good English wingers coming through or just even nice wingers in the Premier League.
Wilfred Zaha, Yannick Bolasie, Andros Townsend. I wouldn't like to be a Crystal Palace defender in training because they just love one-on-ones. They live for a defender in front of them knocking it past them and going, see you in a bit, mate. I am going to absolutely gas you and just burst through you, mate. That's what they do. They're quick. They're exciting. I think the only problem Palace have at the moment is that they haven't got a centre forward they can rely on. I believe they stayed in the Premier League last season without having a number nine that they could say that is Crystal Palace's number nine for the next three games. Dwight Gayle came in and out. They signed Adebayor, who didn't even have a club until January. Connor Wickham was never first choice. They just didn't seem to have someone that they could call their number nine. And the people on the wings, Bolasie and Zaha, they never knew who they were crossing to.
Yeah, I mean, that's why mainly, apart from players they've signed, they've many been linked with strikers.
I know.
Berahino they've been linked with. And Benteke. I think Benteke would be a brilliant signing.
Yes.
He'd get back into his Aston Villa form and with all the wingers they've got.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Andros Townsend doesn't like to cross the ball, but still, he's still a winger who can cross the ball if he wants. I mean, you might have to drop his shoulder a few times. but even with the Zaha and Yannick Bolasie, with Benteke in middle and the likes of Johan Cabaye in centre midfield, it would just be exciting, top bins every single time.
It's exciting.
If they get someone like him, he'd suit their system, I think, a lot better than Sina Berahino.
Yes, I do. Because I was saying that about Connor Wickham. The reason I think he played the most is because of his build and his stature. He could hold the ball up a little bit. He wasn't very good. His quality's not great. But I think Christian Benteke would have been a fantastic sign. And if they make that signing, they could do anything next year.
Yeah, the only problem is, obviously, manager Watts. If you look at the manager, Alan Pardew, he's never been consistent.
No.
What he did at Newcastle, he'd win six games on the bounce, then lose six games on the bounce. Last season, they were amazing. Well, not amazing, but they were so good in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
And then they just
top six.
Yeah, and then they just didn't. What do you mean, like one or two games in 2016 or something?
They
like
went
that?
On holiday mid-December. How can a football side go on holiday in mid-December?
Yeah, that's as I said. Pardew's always been like that. He can never keep up for a whole season, or he just does periods of winning, then periods of losing.
What is that about? Does he need to bring in like another top quality number two?
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's his man management. It can't just be the players because it seems to happen wherever he's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his man management skill because I like Alan Pardew. Like, I really like Alan Pardew as a manager. I love him. I mean, Newcastle fans hate him, but like,
why wasn't he in the running for the England job? Because of his poor 2016 with Crystal Palace. If Alan Pardew won the FA Cup and Jesse Lingard didn't score that goal and they went to penalties and Crystal Palace won, would Alan Pardew be the England manager?
He wouldn't be the England manager.
Why?
But I think he'd be linked with the job.
Yeah.
I'd take Sam Allardyce over Pardew for the England job 5 days out of five, 7 days out of seven. But I think if he had a good 2016 and he did win the FA Cup, he would have been interviewed at least or linked with the job.
Yeah.
It was quite surprising to me that Steve Bruce was linked with the job, because I know Sam Allardyce hasn't really done anything, but what's the highest Steve Bruce has finished in the Premier League? Probably like 10th, 9th, if that.
Pard has finished 5th.
Yeah. Allardyce obviously did, as we said, Allardyce were with Bolton, but
Allardyce is the highest he's finished is 7th.
Yeah.
So Pardew, out of the two contenders for the England job, has finished higher than them both.
I mean, they probably did look at his inconsistency and how Allardyce isn't inconsistent.
Well, it'd be great with the England team if he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because, my God, so are they. Where have you got Palace finishing this season?
I've got Crystal Palace finishing this season 14th.
Have you? I think they're better than that.
Obviously, it does depend who they sign up front. I feel like they have to.
You've said their position. Are they definitely staying up? Are they going to be in a relegation battle?
No, I think they've got too much class to be in a relegation battle.
Okay.
I think they'll easily get 40 plus points.
Right.
Easily. If we look at the other teams who are in the league. It's more... Fulham with Palace is... They remind me a bit of Fulham because they're not a massive club.
Mm.
They're in
do
the
you
capital.
Have to mention Fulham in every single podcast?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. Is it in your contract?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. No, it just reminds me because obviously they are not a massive club.
Yeah.
I mean, their fans aren't prawn sandwich brigade, but they've actually got some decent fans. But no, they're like a small club and they're trying to make that push up into being a bigger club, getting into the European places or just the top half of the table.
It's interesting that they're a club that don't sell their best players. Bolasie, he's not linked with moving away because he must like playing at Crystal Palace.
Yeah, because I could...
And playing for Pardew.
Because I could easily see Bolasie at a club like Arsenal.
Yeah. Why hasn't someone gone... We've seen Johan Cabaye's gone and played for Palace for a year. He's had his fun. He's got his games back. Should we buy him now? Like a top team? Scott Dann, why hasn't someone signed
the
Scott
only,
Dann?
What I don't know is how Scott Dann didn't make it into the England provisional squad.
I know.
It wasn't that good in 2016, but he does get goals for a centre-back, to be fair to him. I do remember he did really good with me for fantasy in 1 week, got like goal and an assist.
Yeah, he must be getting the England team then.
Yeah, mate. And with Palace, obviously the only time they've really sold anyone to a big club was obviously Zaha. But Zaha hadn't even played in the Premier League then.
No.
That's when Holloway got them up.
Do you want to hear where I've got them?
Where have you got them?
11th. I think they're going to cause a lot of problems in the Premier League this year. I've got them above Southampton. I've got them above West Brom. I think if we're talking mini leagues, if we're splitting the table in half, I've got them finishing second. Because I totally believe this Premier League is going to be split up. I've got West Ham in 9th to Man City being champions. That's how I've got it so far. And then I've got Stoke in 10th all the way down to the bottom of the table. And I think Palace are going to finish second in their mini league, which is what an achievement that is.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends how, if one, if they sign a striker.
Yeah.
And two, whether they can, if they play well, whether they can keep up for the whole year.
It'd be really interesting.
Because if they do keep up for the whole year, there's no reason why they can't finish in the top half.
No, there isn't. Well, it's exciting once again. Another team we are the Football Hour are excited to watch next season. I cannot wait for it to start, Dom.
Yeah, Premier League 2 weeks, Championship starts next week.
Buzzing, man.
Buzzing.
As I say, that's been Dom Betts. This has been The Football Hour. I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you so much for listening.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audio Boom channel. audioboom.com/The Football Hour.